How can UV light help us as antibody immunity becomes more prevalent? New reports say that antibody levels in cases with mild COVID-19, the level of disease most people have, appear to drop by half within 5 weeks. The results, published on the internet in a letter sent to the editor of the New England Journal of Medicine, put substantial numbers on the decline of antibodies after early infection. Study author University of California, Los Angeles Professor of Medicine Otto Yong, MD reported. The speed in the decline of antibodies at 36 days is startling compared to other infections, he also said. Albeit interpreting the data comes with a few caveats, the study indicates that there is zero cause for anybody to be getting an antibody test medically right now. Yong also reportedly said, UV light to stop the spread of COVID-19. A century-old approach to preventing the widespread of infectious diseases involves using ultraviolet light or germicidal UV. It can wipe out viruses, bacteria, and other microorganisms if delivered in the right dose. Although it's not perfect, it probably gives the most effective solution for aerosol disinfection in the current pandemic, David Slinney, a Johns Hopkins University faculty member and longtime researcher, said. COVID-19 spread outpacing testing capacity. The coronavirus might spread quicker in the United States than labs can test for it. This prompts a slower turnaround time for results and affects contact tracing. States disappointed by private research centers in long turnarounds for COVID-19 test outcomes or scrambling to discover approaches to rescue their testing programs, Kaiser Health News reports. 2 to 3 days is essential to successfully track and follow contacts and advise individuals that they may have been presented with the coronavirus. The National Institutes of Health, NIH, expect to encourage COVID-19 testing that will cover 2% of the U.S. populace, around 6 million individuals every day, by December. That testing rate would be 8 to multiple times higher than the current everyday rate, NIH Director Francis Collins, MD and Associates write in an article in the New England Journal of Medicine. CDC. Infection rates likely higher than reported. Sometime around late March to mid-May, 10 times more COVID-19 infections probably happened than the number of cases that were reported during that time, as per new research by the CDC's COVID-19 response team. Published Tuesday in the journal JAMA Internal Medicine, the study looked for antibodies in 10 locations across the U.S. In San Francisco, 1% of samples had antibodies in late April, as compared with nearly 7% in New York City, which was collected in late March. It is likely that greater than 10 times more SARS-CoV-2 infections occurred than the number of reported COVID-19 cases. Most persons in each site, however, likely had no detectable SARS-CoV-2 antibodies, the authors wrote. A research team analyzed blood samples of more than 16,000 people in 10 states: San Francisco, Connecticut, Florida, Louisiana, Minnesota, Missouri, New York, Philadelphia, Utah, and Washington. The team also assessed that the number of positive cases ranged somewhere between 6 to 24 times the number of reported cases. In Connecticut, for instance, they estimated that 176,000 infections occurred from March through May, which was about 6 times greater than the 29,000 cases reported in early May. In Missouri, the team estimated that 162,000 infections occurred, which was almost 24 times greater than the 7,000 that was reported. Most samples had no antibodies, which ranged from 1% to 7% across the locations. They didn't find any association between the presence of antibodies based on age or gender. No virus found in injured kidneys of patients. Acute kidney injury is found in a considerable minority of patients with extreme COVID-19. No proof of the nearness of SARS-CoV-2 was found in kidney biopsies from a little arrangement of such patients, as per specialists. Kidney injury happens in more than 33% of hospitalized COVID-19 patients, and different impetuses have been proposed, Purva Sharma, MD, revealed to Reuters Health News. Our kidney biopsy research shows that the kidney injury from COVID-19 infection occurs because of entanglements of the ailment and isn't a result of direct popular contamination of the kidney. No vaccinations until 2021. Specialists are making acceptable advancement in creating immunizations against COVID-19, with a bunch in stage 3 preliminaries, yet their first use can't be regular until mid-2021, a World Health Organization master said. WHO is attempting to guarantee reasonable antibody dispersion, yet meanwhile, it is critical to smother the infection spread, said Mike Ryan, top of WHO's crises program. Sensibly, it will be the initial segment of 1 year from now before we begin seeing individuals getting inoculated, he said during an open occasion via web-based networking media. What do antibodies do? Antibodies are proteins that recognize and bind to a specific foreign target, called an antigen. These proteins then help the immune system eliminate any invading pathogen that has been recognized by the antibodies. How long do antibodies last? Since SARS-CoV-2 was first discovered, there has been a lot of research done on it. Scientists have looked at how the virus works and how it affects different people. Recently, they have started to study T cells more broadly and their role in fighting COVID-19. Non-human primates without T cells were found to be more susceptible to reinfection with SARS-CoV-2, so scientists still have a lot of important research to do in order to find a cure for COVID-19. In the fight against COVID-19, T cells are proving to be important. However, studying their functionality is more difficult than antibody tests because it takes more time and money and requires a larger blood sample. Additionally, B cell functionality is not as well understood as antibody functionality. What is the immune system? The immune system is a complex network of cells, tissues, and organs that work together to protect the body from infection. It can be divided into two parts: innate immunity and adaptive immunity. Innate immunity is the first line of defense against infection and is always present in the body. Adaptive immunity develops over time as the body is exposed to different antigens, substances that trigger an immune response. Studies are suggesting that the immune response to COVID-19 is similar to your first dose of a COVID-19 vaccine. The SeroNet study found that neutralizing antibody level responses in people who had COVID-19 were similar to the responses seen after two doses among people who hadn't had COVID-19. Nursing home residents who previously had COVID-19 have better antibody response than those who haven't been infected. The CDC antibody recommendation is still get vaccinated. The immune system is a complex network of cells and organs that work together to protect the body from infection. One important aspect of the immune system is vaccines. A vaccine becomes like a booster shot, boosting the immune response against a virus. For example, recent research has shown that T cells may be important for reaction to coronavirus. T cells are white blood cells that help fight infection. They are found in blood samples taken from people who recovered from COVID-19. This suggests that T cells may protect people from infection. The immune system is the body's natural defense against infection and illness. It is made up of different cells and organs that work together to protect us. One important part of the immune system are T cells. T cells help fight infections by attacking viruses or bacteria. However, more research is needed to answer questions about the role of T cells in fighting COVID-19. T cell studies are more difficult to do in large populations because they require a lot of time and money. Additionally, tests of T cell functionality take a lot of time and require a larger blood sample than antibody tests. What are the functions of the immune system? The immune system is a collection of cells, tissues, and organs that work together to protect the body from infection. The immune system has three main functions: producing antibodies which recognize and fight specific infections, providing long-term immunity after exposure to a disease or vaccination, responding quickly to any foreign substance that enters the body. The immune system is responsible for defending the body against infections and diseases. There are a variety of cells and organs that work together to identify and destroy viruses, bacteria, and other foreign objects. One important function of the immune system is the production of antibodies by B cells. Antigens are proteins found on the surface of viruses, and they are recognized by part of the immune system called T cells. How does the immune system work to prevent infection? The immune system is composed of different cells and organs that work together to protect us from infection. One important part of the immune system are antibodies, which are produced when the body is exposed to a virus. Antibody tests can indicate if someone has been infected with SARS-CoV-2 infection in the past. Vaccination for SARS-CoV-2 has been increasing in number of people testing positive for antibodies, including after first dose. This suggests that the vaccine is effective in inducing an immune response. The immune system protects us from infection by destroying viruses and bacteria. It does this by recognizing proteins on the surface of the virus, antigens, and producing antibodies against them. Antibodies bind to the virus, signaling for other cells in the immune system to destroy it. The immune system can also remember past infections, which helps to protect us from future infections with that same virus. The immune system is a series of organs, tissues, and cells that work together to protect the body from infection. The immune system has two branches: the innate immune system and the adaptive immune system. The innate immune system is always working and includes things like skin, tears, and stomach acid. The adaptive immune system is activated when the body recognizes a specific invader. There are two types of cells in the adaptive immune system: B cells and T cells. B cells produce antibodies to fight off viruses. T cells help activate B cells and kill infected cells. Memory cells are special T or B cells that remember how to fight a specific virus or disease. When they encounter that virus or disease again, they multiply rapidly to fight it off. How can I improve my immune system? There are a variety of ways to improve your immune system. One way is to increase the number of T cells in your body. T cells are essential for fighting off infections, including the SARS virus. Another way to boost your immune system is by getting vaccinated. Do you have antibodies after vaccine? Vaccines help protect you from harmful viruses and bacteria. Although T cells play an important role in protection against infection in lab animals, we still lack a clear understanding of their function when it comes to fighting COVID-19. There are many questions that need more research before we can say for certain how T cells help us fight the virus. One obstacle to conducting this kind of research is that it is difficult to study the role of T cells in large populations.